We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Pop fly, left field, down the line. It's going to be a fair ball, and the Cardinals win the game. Ground rule double for Matt Carpenter, and St. Louis wins game one of the series by a score of 2-1. Ground ball to second base. This is going to end the ball game. Long over to first, and the Cardinals make it two in a row. They beat the Cubs by a score of 7-4. Cody bounces one to short. DeJong gloves it, throws to first. And the Cardinals have swept the series. St. Louis sweeps all three. The final today, Cardinals 2, Cubs 1.
Jeez Louise, that was rough.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Today, these studios are at Smoke Daddy, the Xfinity Live broadcast. Come on out here. Get ready for the game with us at the Score and Xfinity, the exclusive Wi-Fi provider of Wrigley Field. Rich Campbell is sitting in for Connor McKnight today. Here's what we have for you. Illinois House Rep Mike Zaleski is going to join us at 10, and he's going to tell us all about how sports gambling became legal in Illinois, or will soon as Governor Pritzker puts pen to paper. The midday midway at 10:40, Jordan Bastian will give us our Cubs breakdown in full. He of MLB.com at 11, and we have surprises along the way as well. We also have a giveaway today. We've got a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club in Saukville, Wisconsin, one of Arnold Palmer's top five courses in the country. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to text? Please do. 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. I am at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Rich_Campbell. Download the radio.com app. And then you can stream the Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Rich Wyatt is our engineer on site here at Smoke Daddy. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Rick Camp on the board and in the back doing what he does. He's not, what do the Ruiz call himself, the Mexican warriors? We have the Mexicutioner. So we know that our Mexicutioner can defeat any other self-proclaimed Mexican warrior in the great battle of Mexican nicknames when it ever arrives on us. But, man, what a weekend. With so much stuff going on, this Cub thing feels bad. This is like end of last year offensive constipation.
Yeah, and you can look back to the start of this Cub season. If you're an optimist and say, hey, they worked themselves out of it. There was a period they won 9 out of 10 games, and eventually they'll come around. That's what Joe Maddon is saying, but here they come home, one for their last 34 with runners in scoring position.
Against that bum-ass Wainwright, too.
Yeah.
That was garbage he was throwing up there. That was garbage.
Got Chris Bryant to swing and miss at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball,
right,
with runners on first and second and one out in the eighth inning. It can't happen. It can't happen.
They changed the name. Anthony Iaposi said, we're not going to call it situational hitting. We're going to call it opportunity hitting.
Ah, I like that.
I love the rebrand.
Yeah.
Right? It's just one of these things where, you know, words matter as much as you want them to, but the idea that you're not in a situation, you are given an opportunity. That was not particularly opportunistic opportunity hitting.
So what do you make of it going forward?
I don't know.
Because
hit home runs.
It's a lineup that can produce, has produced. And to listen to Joe Maddon explain this away, it's just bad luck. That's baseball. I mean, he's using the term, that's baseball, where a flared into right field, kind of over first base, looks like it has eyes, looks like it's going to drop, and the shift just kind of bites Rizzo there with the tying run on second.
Hit it over the fence.
Wong made a great catch, but yeah, you're right. That's what it comes down to, the absolute outcome.
And that's, but that's what they're designed to do. And that's why there is so much feast or famine here. Elevate the ball, get it out of the park. And the guy's putting it up there at, you know, 89 miles an hour. Find the bottom third of the baseball and lift it. This segment brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. It was big, not only in that we had the White Sox playing well, Lucas Giolito doing brilliant things yesterday. I mean, what a watch. It is a fun time to be a fan of a baseball team when you got a guy who every fifth day is going to stick it right to somebody, and that's what he's doing.
And when you acquired him the way you did, too, you didn't give away any type of asset that you needed for what you're ultimately trying to accomplish. And then, you know, here you go, another scoreless game for him, you know, just finding ways to miss bats, and his control's excellent, and you just feel like a piece is sliding into that puzzle where whenever it comes together, maybe not as fast as some of the White Sox fans would like, but you're absolutely right. A nice afternoon for Giolito, and looks good, really good.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. The Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves host Charlotte this Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. I don't think there was really any doubt about the legalization of sports gambling once it appeared that this bill congealed into what it was, and it just sort of it was like a snowball grabbing things as it rolled down the hill, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we'll see. Now it's a matter of what did they have in place and how fast can they get things actually going. Some of these states, it was already there. They were so certain that the moment it got ratified, they could just flip a switch and turn it on.
Yeah, like New Jersey. You can already place bets on your phone in New Jersey, and we'll see how quickly that comes to fruition here, because that's what everybody wants to know about now, right? I mean, the political process mostly is behind us all. I did appreciate, I think it was Friday evening, where Mike Zaleski tweeted out three words with a period after each one. I'll be damned. And you could tell he was sharing with us this revelation, you know, what you just talked about, that at one point for him personally was standing at the bottom of a mountain. They had reached the top and they had made this happen. It'll be interesting to talk to him at 10 o'clock and just get that sense for his perspective on this entire journey for him. And then, of course, where it's going.
Amazing that I'm looking across the street at a sports book. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
right. That's right.
Wrigley Field is going to have a place where you are going to be placing bets. And as I heard Joe Ostrowski, and by the way, I know he's gotten a lot of kudos thrown his way, and they're all really, really well deserved. I listened to him a lot this weekend and followed him on Twitter to get updates. And I'm coming out of them. I came out of the movie yesterday. We went to see Rocket Man. And I flip on my phone at the end. I'm like, oh, there it is. It happened. You know, I went into the movie and it wasn't done. I come out of the movie and all of a sudden it's legalized. But he was explaining how you can bet online before that 18-month period for the online-only licenses. If you go to one of the sports books and establish...
It's a registration
correct,
of some kind?
Correct. Yeah. Once you establish your account after you've gone in on foot, you then will have access to online gambling through that. And I don't know if it's all one, or if you have a Wrigley Sportsbook Cubs app that's going to allow you to bet on everything, you do it through that. I don't know how that's shared or how those people are dividing up these subscriptions.
The licenses have something to do with it, right? That you have to be an outlet that can process these and be licensed so you can give the state government its cut. It'll be interesting to sort through all that with Mike Zaleski. The idea of fans navigating the concourse at Soldier Field before a game and just stopping at the betting station. This happens in European soccer everywhere, that there are betting stations throughout the concourse there. It's coming here, that sports venues is a part of this, and it's just going to change so much.
Yeah, the 708 texter here that says Pritzker sold the state to the mob. No, that it couldn't be more wrong. It couldn't be. And it's the opposite of that. When you legalize something, you take out you take it over. In fact, he's wresting this away from illegal interest. That's the point. You legalize drugs, so rather than having the drug dealers who are making all the money and you're not getting any tax money, you're taking away their business from them.
It would be interesting to know how many fans out there are interested in sports gambling, but just never wanted to put their foot in the water because, let's say, they were creeped out because their credit card would have to be given to some site that operates out of Antigua. Something like that, where now if the front door is painted and the carpet's put down and everything's nice, the pathway in is paved, how many more people decide, okay, you know what, I'm willing to get into this now because of the oversight, because, you know, the state's taken some cut of it, mm-hmm. regardless of how much you want to bet. But how many casual bettors out there, you know, maybe you play your NCAA tournament pool, or maybe you play some kind of football survivor pool every week in the NFL, and now you feel a little bit more emboldened and comfortable playing this bigger
game. It's a great question. I don't, the question to the avid sports gambler is, will your behavior change? If you live in Chicago, there are some people that make multiple trips to Las Vegas, and this, it's really foreign to me. And it's a bit daunting, because I don't know about you. I don't enjoy gambling. I know
I am risk averse as well.
And that's just because I don't get any rush from it. Whatever gene that is, whatever that is, whatever hard brain wiring it is, I only feel relief upon winning a wager. I hate the feeling of losing money. I hate it. And it doesn't, I don't get a commensurate positive feeling from winning money. So it's sort of like my decision's made. There's a little bit of entertainment here or there. You have a couple beers, you play a little blackjack, whatever, but there's just, I'll never understand it, but I know it's a real thing. And it is hardwiring in the brain. There is something there that I understand psychologically. It's why the addiction is real, and there's some truth to that. But I wonder how many people are set in their ways that already have their guy on the corner or have their offshore account and saying, look, there isn't anything going on here where I'd rather give more money to Illinois than I otherwise would. Yeah. I don't know the answer.
I'm like you. You describe me, and that is, you bet on a basketball game, and then the ball is tipped to start it, and it's just anxiety. The entertainment value for me is outweighed by that anxiety, although I do have that entertainment value, and I'm personally interested to explore what this is going to be like. But I'm always in awe of the people that genuinely find the juice and are able to compartmentalize a loss in a way that I truly cannot. I mean, I don't like that. And this will be so interesting because it's going to allow people to digest it at whatever level they want to. I mean, you were talking about in transition there with Mully and Haw about the information that suddenly is going to be more readily available. If you follow certain Twitter accounts, it's already kind of gone that way, whether it's the Action Network or any of the other number of gaming sites that are trying to get out in front of this and become a big part of the market. Mm-hmm. But you can digest it however much you want, however much of this pie you want to bite off, you're going to be able to. I think that's what makes it so appealing. And we can all sort of try it as you go through, to the, whatever extent you want, to whatever extent you want to push yourself, you can see.
There are texts flying in right here. The 630 says, I haven't placed a sports bet before because I didn't trust someone with minimal oversight with my bank info. I will definitely gamble now. 608 says, I'm that guy that wants to bet sports. I never trusted offshore accounts because I know people who had trouble getting their winnings from those places. Okay.
If that's a representative sample, then
I didn't know where J.B. the oversight
Pritzker
is.
Given the Johnny Manziel money sign this morning.
Guys, I was hosting with Joe on Saturday morning. One thing he brought up that I hadn't thought of is to change people's habits, to get them to maybe go from offshore to one of these casinos, is especially in places like New Jersey, they're often offering crazy good benefits and bonuses to people that sign up with them. So if it's a dollar amount of free plays or whatever it ends up being, that's what people can kind of shop around for, and that's where you kind of hope that you get those different casinos working again, you know, helping out you, the consumer, and betting against each other, essentially, in terms of how good the benefits get to try and draw you in to get you into the brick and mortar establishment.
Open competition, sure. I mean, if the market is going to be a market, they're going to have to earn the traffic, right? They're going to have to earn the patrons.
Put $500 in your account. We'll match it to start, and there you go. You've got $1,000, and we'll draw you in. We'll make you enjoy this user-friendly experience, and we'll keep you on the line.
773 says, it's great for, say, non-gamblers every day, but they like future bets. you could just make a bet on somebody to win the Super Bowl or win the World Series. It's going to be so convenient. It's a great thing even for non-everyday gamblers. Yeah, I mean, like seasonal gamblers. I remember, you know, when Terry every year would go to Las Vegas and look at baseball prop bets and say, who's going to lead the league in home runs? Who's going to win the Cy Young and stuff like that? I understand some of that. Like we play around with some of that stuff because it's content. It makes for discussion to have that. That's true. Those aren't the people looking for something weird in the line to slam or somebody at halftime, NBA halftime, looking for some disparities. If it's just hey, I think the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to put a bet down on it.
I think we've all had that friend who goes to Vegas in August, let's say, and said, hey, while you're out there, if you're at Caesars, you know, put $100 on whatever team for me. You know, bring me back the slip because I can't make it out to Vegas. Now you don't have to do that. You just pick up your phone, you sign up online, or you know, at some point you're going to the Chicago casino, which presumably will have this at some point.
Yeah, do we know where that's going to be? Have they even talked about this? Chicago's getting a mega casino and
like mega casino.
And I haven't even heard like where it's. I imagine it's going to be there's the one in downtown Detroit. That is right in the middle of downtown. There's like this massive hotel.
It's an MGM.
It's MGM
property, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I when I picture it, that's sort of what I see.
But yeah, where?
Right. I've not heard.
There are a few empty lots in Detroit. You could.
There's inexpensive land in Detroit. Yeah. That's Rich Campbell in for Connor McKnight. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We're broadcasting live from Smoke Daddy here in Wrigleyville. Want you to come join us today. I'm Dan Bernstein. And when we come back, I want to look at the Cubs roster move that is upcoming today and look at some of the ramifications here as they start to piece this together, try to figure out how to ignite their offense as well. But it does look like there is going to be a roster move today or very shortly. We've got to get into that.
And speaking of sports betting, Dan Weider had an anecdote from Pat Manley at ChicagoTribune.com that I'll share with you later on.
Very cool. That's Rich Campbell. I'm Dan Bernstein. You got the score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We got hit better. We just have to do a better job. We have to reorganize our strike zones, make the pitchers throw the ball with the plate, and stay in the middle of the field. That's what I'm seeing.
Middle away, that's been the mantra from Joe Maddon. I say middle of the field away and then over the fence. That's good. Take that ball and deposit it over the fence and get multiple runs with a single swing. This segment of the Bernstein and McKnight Show with Rich Campbell in today is brought to you by Patrick Cadillac. It does appear to be imminent that Carlos Gonzalez is going to be joining the team. And if you were following on Twitter, you saw that in his Iowa Cubs game, was it yesterday that he hit a home run? So he needs to display that kind of pop that has been absent from his game. He's been bad, and I don't expect him to all of a sudden get good. But they need somebody to do something.
Maybe it helps them slot Chris Bryant at third base more permanently. But that... we're not talking about the offense right there. I mean, that's defensively. And Cargo, you know, cut from the Indians, who have one of the worst outfields in baseball. So what's realistic here? I mean, to get them out of this 1-for-34 runners in scoring position, probably not going to solve everything right away, but new bat, new, it's a change, a guy who has performed in the past. We'll see.
And there was over the weekend, Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece saying that perhaps that the money that they recouped from not having to pay Ben Zobrist while he is on, what is it, the reserve list or whatever list he's on, that might allow them to sign Craig Kimbrell the moment there are no compensatory draft pick forfeitures associated with that. The moment the draft is over, that becomes the case. And there wasn't any secondary aspect to that story. It just kind of happened, and Joe Mann's like, I don't know.
Yeah. He said, I can dismiss this because I know it's not true. I mean, he was very clear. Does that mean for sure? Yeah, right.
We are going to talk to Theo at 11 on Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll absolutely get, and hell, maybe he'll be signed by then, the Cubs or somebody else, but we are going to have a conversation with Theo Epstein at 11 o'clock on Thursday, and perhaps we'll have a lot more to sort out because the Zobrist thing, the information that I have is as sketchy as everybody else's, but like I say, I don't bet. But if I had to, if somebody forced me to make a call on that situation, I would say Zobrist is done. But that's just me. A lot of that is, I'm not reporting it. It's just sort of tea leaf reading and trying to judge by the tone when you talk to people about what's going on and his age. And every time I hear an estimate for how long it would take him to return at age 38, that starts to lengthen a little bit, and you start to look at the actual nuts and bolts and calendar, and it sounds to me more likely that he's done.
So the team that we've seen is their team. You know, that at this point, in terms of planning, in terms of what you can expect, in terms of headed toward the trade deadline later this summer, you're going to have to account for him not being there.
That's
at the very least, right?
That's what I'm doing. I'm going forward in my head, at least, not to, just like I'm not expecting Brandon Morrow to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't trust that, and I don't like that every time you start hearing stuff about how that's going. I've been around this long enough to know not to count on it. Strope might be a different story, but those are two things that I am, until I get any kind of other information, no Zobrist, no Morrow.
The bullpen part of that equation is way more troubling. You know, the Cubs blown 11 of 22 saves this season. That's horrific.
It's awful.
Yeah, that's horrific.
It's unacceptable is what it is.
Well, you save three of those games, and you're in first place.
312-644-6767 is our number. We always love to hear from you. Here's Riles in Gridley on the score. Hey, Riles.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Bernsie, I've got to take exception to something you mentioned at the outset and correct you.
Yeah.
Wainwright was pitching. And it was not garbage. If what he did was garbage, then the 81 pitch gem that Hendricks threw shut for a shutout was garbage.
Yeah, but he almost walked like six guys, though.
Oh, that was now that was rather than giving up the middle of the plate. You know, he was pitching. I give him credit. Right. I am a Cardinal fan, but
He won. I'm not taking away that he won, but it's just the stuff. The stuff that was there was just unbelievably hittable. It wasn't moving around like Hendricks' stuff. I mean, I know he was staying away. I did like the slow curve, and I always like the slow curve. You see the one Zach Greinke threw the other day?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, it was like an Ephus. It was a true slow curve,
like 12-6, like really
flipped
high,
and just down. Flipped. It was like 50 miles an hour. Something. Wow. Like it was almost like an Ephus pitch, but it was great. Yeah, I know. I guess you're right, Riles. I don't want to demean Adam Wainwright because he pitched well. He won the game. He kept him off balance. He had guys out there fishing, but in a league now where every next guy is 97, 98, 99, and especially when he's yielding to a bullpen that's all coming in doing that, you know, beat up a guy that's throwing 91. Don't swing and miss on 91, Chris.
And it's not isolated here. It's not isolated. You have the Cubs returning from a 1-5 road trip where they've had trouble hitting the ball, trouble scoring. It was true Friday night, too.
George is in River Grove. He's on WSCR. Hey, George.
How are you guys doing today?
Fine.
Great.
Well, Mr. Bernstein, the last time we spoke, I mentioned that the wide-based open stance uppercut swingers were destined to fail at a certain point in time, and then when you get frustrated, the more frustrated you get, the more bad pitches you swing at, and it becomes a very vicious circle. And your answer was, hit a home run. How's that working? And where do you see this trend here where the Cubs are trying to hit three home runs with every swing? How's that going to work out?
That's baseball. That's what teams do now. That's what you are supposed to do. That is how you are taught. And as long as Joe Maddon tries to combine that with their philosophy of thinking the middle away, well, I'll check the offensive rankings.
Well,
but
that's a good answer. Well, yeah. Well.
I'm not quite sure what you mean, but okay. Yeah, that's how they hit. That's how major leaguers hit. That is how professional hitters are taught to hit, to elevate the ball, to drive it into the grassy area where fewer people are.
Well, middle away keeps your front side in.
Yep.
It prevents you from pulling off the baseball. And the way Joe extrapolates that, you get ball squared up, hit the ball out of the ballpark by doing that. Or drive it to the gap in right center field, you start hitting line drives.
Yeah, these are big, strong men hitting something coming at them very, very fast. And if you can get the proper elasticity of the collision and the coefficient of restitution and the drag coefficient on this slippery little baseball
exactly.
That can overcome the air, that's how you score runs. That's how they're designed. And when it's not working, it's no fun, but what did Rizzo say? We got a lot of big, strong guys here who are going to hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, I mean, how long ago was it that Chris Bryant was homering once every two nights? I mean, they'll come back around.
Sure.
The question is, what else happens around them in the division? And you have this unique logjam in the Central right now compared to some other divisions that already are really stretched out. You know, the Central's not like that. And as you kind of take stock of the division exiting St. Louis in that important series, who's going to run away with this? Who's going to fall out of this? I mean, even the Reds have beaten them in both series they've played so far.
Reds are good. The Reds can hit.
Yeah.
And that's what puts pressure on the deadline. That's why when we start talking about the last roster spot and talking about Carlos Gonzalez and around the margins, it matters. It came down to one win last year. It came down to that one win. And this year, it's been strange for the Cubs in that even when some of the studs have been struggling, and they're struggling right now. Brian struggled all weekend. Baez is lost. Baez just looks like he can't. I don't know if it's the injury bothering him, but my guess is that he's a little hurt, and this is it coincides with pitchers just not throwing him strikes. I believe he's seen the fewest strikes of any regular player in the National League or in baseball. There's just no reason to throw it over the plate to him, and because he's just gonna go fish. But there's always been somebody, right? Start of the year, Hayward out of his mind. There's always been somebody. Descalso was hitting early. Mm-hmm. Somebody picking up the rest of them. That's what's not happening now. Is they're not getting whoever it is, that one guy to be like, all right, not your day. I gotcha. You know, Contreras for a while was the guy. Then Bryant got hot. And in aggregate, overall, all the numbers look good. But when it just turns off like this, it's no fun.
Yeah. So maybe the remedy is just come home. Come home and play seven games against not the Astros.
Right.
And you know, the Cardinals being what they are, still formidable enough, especially in St. Louis. So I think there's nothing they're going to do right now from a roster standpoint. This Carlos Gonzalez acquisition is not going to transform the offense, of course. So you hit your way out of it. But you're right. It's about fundamental hitting. Joe has a good approach to this mentally. I think this is a time where he is good for a ball club, can steer them through these types of collective slumps.
I was pleased that they continued to accept their walks. And it's one thing if you are getting yourself out. Sure, it's painful to watch them fail in those opportunities as they did all weekend. Situations, opportunities, use whichever word you want. But they were still drawing walks, and that's the other critical component of the way they're designed to score runs. And that's walk, home run, and just and pile up those numbers.
Even after Bryant breaks up the no-hitter yesterday, it's a well-hit ball that he gets doubled up on. A bit unlucky. And I'm not sure. I don't even blame Bryant that much for being off the bag.
It's the rare base running mistake from him.
You think so? You think it was a mistake?
You got to see it through.
I
didn't think it was going to be caught either.
But I don't even know that he gets back, even just with a normal secondary lead. That's how quickly that play transpired. I think it's close. It wasn't close the way it turned out.
I need to watch it again. And games there are weird. The camera angles are different there. You notice
I was noticing that.
Nationals and Cardinals, you have to adjust your eye because the angles are all up a little bit higher. We are going to find out about the brand new world in which we live in Illinois, where sports gambling is legal. An omnibus gambling bill passed. It was State Bill 690 that was written in large part by State Rep Mike Zaleski, and he's going to join us and talk about, he's going to take a victory lap is what he's going to do, and he's going to get all the information for us and explain what your life is going to be like as a sports gambler in Illinois.
Can we take an over-under right now on how long his hit's going to be? I think we can take all these bets.
I don't know that we have the license or that Entercom has paid the multi-million dollars for such a license, but hey, I wouldn't put it past him. Mike Zaleski next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.